Belly up to the bar, boys. Better loosen your belts. Only drink when you're all alone or with somebody else. Belly up to the bar, boys. Better have a few more. Never whirl with a three-toed girl or a discontented.
Horrible example, like the girl whose name was Callie. She carried her charms to everybody else, but her I had to marry or die, die, die.
Had to marry Callie or die, die, die. When she saw how ugly I am, she yelled out for her cousin Sam. When she learned how kind I could be,
she tried to shoot her cousin down and marry me.
Belly up to the bar, boys, let your money be seen.
Only drink by day or night or somewheres in between.
Woo!
Belly up to the bar, boys, very good for your mind.
Both feet on the rail will make you fall on your beat.
Idle, 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 Wendy, Frau Minnelli. Wenn Nelly aus Kosse, jeder Mann, sie hunden meinen Frau sein, sonst war ich tot.
Sollte meine Frau sein, sonst war ich tot.
Avevo una fame de leon,
hey!
Non mi diedene anche un boccon,
hey!
Poi vide le mie proprietà,
hey!
Ma not ed cuisine pochion, his popo mana.
Belly up to the bar, boys, never tried in jail. Don't romance with a woman in pants or a girl who wears a veil. Belly up to the bar, boys, everybody say yes.
Drink one down to the widow in town who surely is a
messenger of hope and charity. I call her for Zelda. She giggles at me and everybody else, but I must marry Zelda or die, die, die.
Got to wed for Zelda or die, die, die. Never saw her father before. Yesterday he broke down my door. Shotguns everywhere I could see.
Hurry up for Zelda, dear, and marry me.
I'm Henry McNulty, and this is From the Studio. I'm joined today by folks from Lake City High School and their production of The Unsinkable Molly Brown. I have five people here, five cast members. First up, I have Garrett Matthews playing J.J. Brown.
Hi, I'm Garrett Matthews.
Sophia Olson playing Molly Brown.
Hi there, I'm Sophia Olson.
Matthew Armstrong playing Vincenzo in the Dolce Trio.
Hello.
Also in the trio, Connor Shane.
Hello, I'm Connor Shane.
And Connor Moll.
Yo, what's up?
So let's get right into it. Tell me a little bit about the show in general. What is The Unsinkable Molly Brown about?
I'd say The Unsinkable Molly Brown is an amazing story following Molly Brown herself as she climbs kind of from the bottom of like the social ladder up to the top, and about the people she helps on the way. It's a story about coming together and uniting, fighting the power, so to speak.
I know that she's famous or became famous for one thing in particular, which I'll let you explain.
So, yes, it kind of surrounds the story of how she helped Titanic survivors. She was one of the last people to get in the boats. She encouraged people to come back and save other people still in the water. But that's not the only thing that she's done. You know, she ran for senator in 1914, so I'd say the Titanic is just the tip of the iceberg for all that she's done.
I see what you did there.
Pretty funny.
Hence the name Unsinkable,
yes.
Right? Do we know how she came by that nickname? I mean, how did she get so famous?
Actually, that'd be a great question for JJ.
I believe that, at least in the show, there is a line where he says unsinkable. And, well, the Titanic was known as the unsinkable ship because they thought that it was unsinkable. So he calls her Unsinkable Molly Brown, probably after the ship, I believe.
And he also said that she's too ornery to drown.
Yes.
You brought up J.J. Brown. Who is that exactly?
J.J. Brown is a miner from back in that time period. He started out as a manager for the mine until he strikes gold and gets rich.
He's our friend, too.
He's a good friend.
Sometimes.
And what's the relationship there? Were they a couple?
It starts out as a very rocky, interesting friendship.
Yeah, there is a lot of push and pull. These are like two the most fiery people you'd know in your life, and they butt heads constantly. It's one of the most fun dynamics, at least for me, in the show, is that back and that forth. You know what I mean? They push each other, they challenge each other, and they grow together.
Yeah, they're both very, very stubborn people. They don't like to move and work with each other.
Or agree.
They will always, yeah, they don't like to agree either. They like to always have their way.
Both a little bit unsinkable in their own respect. Bit,
yeah. Unmovable force means unstoppable object.
I like it. Let's talk really quick to the Dolce Trio. Who are those folks?
Well, we are just a couple of minors here. We are friends of JJ in the musical. One of them is French, one of them is Italian, and one of them is German.
We are the trio. We have a lot of fun together. And for most of the play, for most of the musical, we're great friends with JJ. And, you know, JJ is one of our best buds. But sometimes it gets rocky because sometimes we push JJ too hard or he pushes us too hard. But I think we're just a great way to help strengthen the relationships and personality that Molly has.
We're all immigrants, and we kind of came here just looking for silver and jobs to work, and we're there with Molly and JJ through most of their arguing and stuff.
So you talked about minors. Where does the play take place?
It starts out in Leadville, the highest town in the U.S. of A., as JJ puts it.
As I do say.
Which is in Denver.
We start out in 1886. We do a time skip to the early 20th century. So this is kind of a time of progress, I'd say, a lot. A lot of people coming to America. This is the time when the gold standard started taking over, and a lot of people getting rich off of that as well. A lot of mining, a lot of striking gold.
Tell me a little bit about your production. I understand, and I'm not sure if anyone's ready to speak to this today, but this is based off of a grant that you got that allowed you to do this show. Can anyone speak to that?
There are a few select schools across the country who got a $10,000 grant to put on this production, and we were just lucky enough to be one of those schools that had the opportunity to do such an amazing show, such an amazing opportunity.
And was that this show in particular or just a show?
It is this show in particular.
Do you have a sense of why it was that a grant went out for this show in particular? What's so special about it?
I think this is a show that a lot of people need to see, especially nowadays. Because it's not just about Molly, it's about everyone and fighting where you start from and seeing how far you could go, you know? Like, it's a message that you ain't down yet, so to speak, just saying.
And one of my favorite lines that Molly says, it's share the luck with your neighbor. It's all about, you know, making sure everyone has what they need, not just that you have what you need and everyone else is on their own.
Tell me a little bit about your production in particular. What are you doing with the show?
I think we're doing a lot of interesting things. I think one of our biggest scenes is Belly Up to the Bar, and we have a lot of amazing choreo. We have people flying, we have people tumbling, we have a lot of shouting. It's a really good time. Not only that, but I'd say our scene changes and the amount of props we use. It's going to be beautiful and seamless.
Yeah.
Big show.
A lot of individual work on bringing our characters to life.
Yeah. Especially because we have a lot of actors who play multiple roles. So they're very talented in being able to switch back and forth and portray people differently. Like, we have some characters who portray the poor class, and then you see them portray the upper class, which is like the Sacred 36.
Say more on that. What does that mean?
So the Sacred 36, back in like the 20th century, was this very elite group of rich people who decided, we are all rich and we don't want anyone else in our circle. So to penetrate that was like very difficult. You had to be born rich. You had to be old money. And something Molly tries to do is nouveau rich. She tries to come into their world and be like, folks is folks. We have new money, but, you know, we're all people. Ironically, the Sacred 36 did not acknowledge Molly Brown until after she helped people with the Titanic. So, a bit of true colors showing, maybe.
Once she was famous, they were willing to take her on.
They're like, you can have tea with us now.
I've been joined by Sophia Olson, Garrett Matthews, Matthew Armstrong, Connor Shane, and Connor Mole. They're folks from Lake City High School's production of The Unsinkable Molly Brown, which opens on April 17th and runs through April 26th at the auditorium at Lake City High School. Thank you all so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'm Henry McNulty, and this is From the Studio.
I am the only man whose toughest negotiations happen at home.
That's why you married me.
I married you because I love you so damn much. Which ain't to say there aren't improvements I'd make if I could.
Like what?
Oh, this and that. I'd like to change everything about you.
Is that all?
To begin, you'd admit you're not always right.
But I am.
I'd like to change everything about you. So when we disagree, it would not have to be a big fight. I'd temper your fiery Irish temperament. Lower the flame till I hear, yes, dear.
Ha!
I'd like to change everything about you without changing your love for me.
Quite a list you got there. Almost as long as mine. I'd like to change everything about you. Why not start with your tendency to compete?
Wait, wait, my tendency?
I'd like to change everything about you. So when I have a triumph, you don't take it as a defeat. Your masculine pride I douse a bit. Water it down till you play my way. I'd like to change everything about you without changing your love for me.
I'd like to change everything
I'd like to
you.
Change everything about you. Like your tendency to compete.
I'd like to change everything
I'd like to change everything. So when I triumph, you don't take it as a defeat.
I'd temper your fiery Irish
temperament. Your masculine pride I'd
water it down till you play my way, my way. I'd like to change everything about you without changing your love for me. You know, after all these years, turns out you're wrong for me, and I'm wrong for you.
Well, wouldn't you know? Sometimes two wrongs do make a right.
Do they? I'd like to change everything, rearrange everything, but not if it would change your love for me.